This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, June 11th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. The KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Festival continues this Thursday with a performance beginning at 7:30 in the Stella Boyle Smith Fine Arts Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. This concert will feature Trio Arkansas, performing Brahms' C Major Trio, plus works by Ravel and Musgrave. Performers include the U of A Music Department faculty and guest artists. Admission is free. More information is available at fulbrightsummermusic.uark.edu.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, more from Walmart on its work with global e-commerce. Plus, we talk to the author of A Story Unfinished and learn about his 99 Days with Elliot. Also, we have a roundup of visual art exhibits throughout the region and more.
But first, Arkansas Highway Commissioner John Burkhalter says he will announce today that he will run for a statewide office. He has close ties to former President Bill Clinton and current Governor Mike Beebe. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas has more.
There has been a lot of speculation that he might run for governor. He's talked to a lot of people about running for governor. It's unclear as to how the whole Mike Ross reentry into the race after Dustin McDaniel dropped out. And of course, you've got Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter on the Democratic side, which is where Burkhalter would run. You don't know if he's going to run for governor, or he might run for lieutenant governor, where there is a much clearer path to winning the Democratic nomination.
Burkhalter will make his announcement during a conference call with reporters today. Meanwhile, on the Republican side, former Congressman Asa Hutchinson and Little Rock businessman Curtis Coleman have announced their candidacies for governor.
Former Democratic U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas is now a lobbyist working on issues that impact small businesses and independent contractors. Lincoln lost her Senate seat to Republican John Bozeman in the 2010 election. In an interview with Talk Business Arkansas, Lincoln says Senator Mark Pryor will face challenges in his bid for re-election, especially when it comes to getting his message to voters.
You know, you take a vote, and before you can walk out of the chamber, there's probably 300 different descriptions of what you voted for, how you voted, why you voted, and there's really not that opportunity to get a consistent message out. And it's tough because there are so many different outlets where people get their information.
These days, Lincoln says she's spending more time with family and partnering with former lawmakers on bipartisan public policy initiatives. Lincoln admits she enjoys working in the private sector and does not plan on running again for political office.
Weather permitting, the city of Bentonville will test its storm sirens at 1 o'clock this Friday afternoon. During the test, the sirens will sound twice, just as it would during an actual emergency. The test marks a change to the scheduled test of sirens, moving from the first Friday to the second Friday until further notice.
The College of Business at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith has received international accreditation. According to a release by the college, college officials say the accreditation from the Association to Advance Collegiate Schools of Business represents the highest achievement for an educational institution that awards business degrees. Steve Williams, Dean of the College of Business, stated that the AACSB accreditation is the hallmark of excellence in business education and has been earned by less than 5% of the world's business programs. 672 business schools in 44 countries have received the accreditation.
Last week, we brought you a story about Arvest Bank and its status as a heavy lender to agricultural interests in the United States. Yesterday, Arvest released corrected information regarding that earlier release. Originally, the release stated that it had originated $452 million in farm loans in 2012. But that actual number was $462 million in farm loans for the year, representing an 11% increase over farm loans originated in 2011.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are on a roll after their win at home last night over cross-state rivals, the Arkansas Travelers. The Nats beat the Travs 6-5, making the Nats 20-41 on the season. The four-game series wraps up tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
Several area organizations have been adding new people to their staff recently. The Ozark Natural Science Center has completed its national search for an executive director. The organization recently announced a major component of its Growing Forward capital campaign, a capital campaign with a $1 million goal, with the hiring of Matthew Miller as executive director. Miller brings more than 20 years of leadership experience in residential environmental education and resource conservation to his new post.
The Beaver Watershed Alliance has also hired a new executive director. John Pennington has been appointed to the position of executive director for this nonprofit organization. Pennington has worked as a county extension agent conducting watershed outreach and education in Washington County, Arkansas for 7 years. In his spare time, John serves as the chairman of the Lake Fayetteville Watershed Partnership, vice president of the Ozark Highlands Trail Association, and secretary for the Arkansas Earth Day Foundation.
Arkansas Tech University Ozark Campus has announced that Faith Johnson has been named its new academic advisor. Johnson, who previously served as an administrative assistant in the Office of Student Services, will counsel students in academic affairs. Also, she will assist with degree audits and articulation of transfer work.
In other academic news, Robin Roberts, Dean of the J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences, will step down effective August 1st of 2013 and become a faculty member in the college's Department of English. During Roberts' tenure, the college received an increase of more than $11 million to its hard budget from the university, raised more than $22 million from donors, hired an additional 21 new tenure-track faculty and 8 new staff members, increased faculty diversity, and added new joint appointments. Todd Shields, Dean of the University's Graduate School and International Education and Professor of Political Science in Fulbright College, will serve as the interim dean while a national search is conducted to permanently fill the position. Wanted to offer some congratulations to University of Arkansas Vice Chancellor and Director of Athletics, Jeff Long, who has been named an Under Armour Athletics Director of the Year. The announcement was made yesterday by the National Association of Collegiate Directors of Athletics. Long is one of 4 honorees from the Football Bowl Subdivision, and he will be formally recognized during the NACDA's 48th Annual Convention at the World Center Marriott Resort in Orlando, Florida, on Saturday at the James J. Corbett Awards Luncheon. This is the second time in as many years Long has been honored for his work at the U of A. In 2012, Long was a finalist for the Sports Business Journal Athletic Director of the Year.
Although the official start of summer is still more than a week away, temperatures are starting to feel more like summer. I actually thought that yesterday when I got in my car.
Yes.
Marty Trexler is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Little Rock, and he says the last few months was one of the cooler spring seasons we've had in a while.
Of course, in the summertime, we get temperatures in the 90s. At least we are somewhat lower than last year. Remember last year, we already did press the 100-degree mark a couple of times before this date. So we are at least running closer to normal for a normal summertime, and hopefully that trend will continue, but we will see those 90s at least much of this week.
Trexler says the state is now transitioning from a cooler spring to the warmer temperatures, which he says are here to stay.
The repeated periods of showers and thunderstorms we received through the period, of course, when you have clouds and rain, it does lower the temperatures. So we did see an unseasonably cooler March, April, and the early part of May. Many locations, of course, had several degrees below normal.
It will be cooler than that tonight with clear skies and lows around 68 degrees. Tomorrow, expect sunny skies with highs from 91 in northwest Arkansas to 95 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows from 69 in northwest Arkansas to 73 in the Arkansas River Valley.